Kenora, Amanda Monich opened her own hair salon, A Cut Above, on Railway Avenue in Kenora in November 2021. After over a year at that location, Monich decided the time was right to move into a new home for the salon on Main Street in Kenora. March 1 was her first day of welcoming customers at the new location. "It is a great home located in the core of Kenora," said Monich. "It previously belonged to the Lozinski family. Marlene was a well-loved lady in our community who worked at the local pharmacy and co-op. She always had time for a chat and cared dearly for her customers. I think Marlene would be thrilled to see her family home turned into a hair salon with constant chatter, hot coffee and good friendships." Monich was born in Tisdale, but grew up in Yorkton. After high school graduation, she moved to Saskatoon and attended Marvel Beauty School, where she became a journeyman cosmetologist. "My most favorite thing about what I do is making people feel good about themselves and getting to know the clients in my chair." Monich's on-the-job background in hairdressing goes back to 2002 in Yorkton, where she worked at three different salons. In 2018, she opened a hair salon in the Monich home in Yorkton. She also took an LPN course and then worked in healthcare for 11 years. "In 2021, I decided to leave healthcare behind and go full force back into hairdressing when I opened A Cut Above here in Kenora. As business progressed, my husband Stephen and I felt it was time for my shop to find a permanent home, and that is when we found the right place located at 830 Main Street. We decided to move because of the great location and home that would make a great conversion to a hair salon. The new salon feels like home to me and I hope to my clients as well." As a trained cosmetologist, Monich offers a variety of services to her clients, including hair coloring, perms, highlights, haircuts for men, ladies and children, as well as facial waxing. "We also have a space rented to Tanya Desrosiers," said Monich. She and her husband own Gabbano's Pizzeria in town, as well as she works as a CCA. Tanya's business is called Rose Sculpting, where she works on body sculpting. Monich is grateful to present and past clients, who have supported her in the jump back into hairdressing. "I couldn't have done this without my husband and in-laws, David and Sharon Monich, who helped every step of the way with this business opportunity, and multiple tradespeople in our community who dropped everything to help out with the renovation as opening day approached."